It is a most wonderful thing, for instance, that we are all created differently. Even identical twins will have their own personality, and life would be very boring if we were all the same. From our early years as nurturers, children, we begin to grow into our skin, so to speak, and we develop who we are and grow our own distinct personality. Now, on the negative side, as we differ from other people, so too from early years, we often mark out people who don't belong in our own environment. We choose who to be friends with. We choose who to ignore, and sadly, we also choose those to dislike. It is hard for us to go against the grain and choose to befriend those who do not fit our mould, whatever that might be. And it's even harder to love those whom we struggle to like. Taking this even further, we find Jesus telling us to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute you or persecute us. As we were hearing, Jesus was persecuted and in fact crucified because he had enemies. And when you think of the Holy Land today and the problems there in Jerusalem, we've heard on the news, again, it's a struggle, isn't it, with people that have different religions, they don't agree, they're all different. Now, hopefully, in most of our lives, we might not consider that we personally have enemies, but I'm sure in Ukraine and Russia, they would say they have enemies. Those who serve in the armed forces in places of war and conflict, enemies are a definite reality. If we consider how difficult it is to love those we dislike, then this has to be multiplied many times to understand what it is to love your enemy. In his words, Jesus was trying to teach his followers to depart from the traditional teaching of hating one's enemies. He was trying to establish a new order which understands that God's love is for all and that Christian love requires going the extra mile. There is nothing distinctive about Christ's followers if they only do that which other people do. Christ tells us that more is required. So we might not have true enemies in life, but we frequently exclude others or look down our noses at people, dismissing them with ease. And even the church is not exempt from such bad practice. Just as Christ's love stretches out to the very least, so our lives are to show and share his love, despite our natural reservations. We are to take hold of this new teaching and apply it to living as Christ lived. Amen.